This is Atenea Americana.
Atenea Americana.
Atenea Americana.
A window to the Latin universe.
Stanford 90.1 FM.
Radio Atenea Americana.
This is
Atenea Americana.
Bilingual house of culture on the air and online.
Radio
Atenea Americana.
Su casa de la cultura en la radio y online.
Para la radio 90.1 KCSU Stanford.
I am Isabel Jubes.
Isabel Jubes. Bienvenidos.
Atenea Americana.
Welcome. Bienvenidos.
From Stanford to the world.
Today, our guest is Startup Chile, and for that, we are talking directly from Stanford with its Executive Director, Rocío Fonseca, in Santiago de Chile. Startup Chile is a seed incubator that the government of Chile founded to inspire and engage innovation in Latin America and Chile itself. It receives over 200 companies and projects each year from 77 different countries and every continent. Their primary goal is to diversify the economy that had been growing mostly in the agricultural industry and slowly in the mining and astronomy industry in the last few decades. But they want to expand it and move it into all other fields. One premise is that even when these companies have an international reach and market, they must also bring some benefits to the Chilean society. So stay with us today to learn a little bit more about Startup Chile and a little bit more about how they do it, about what kind of projects they have and they have been supporting for the last few years, and even how to apply to it. And remember that this and all our shows are at stanfordhispanicbroadcasting.org, and that you may listen also to the show in the podcast format in all the major podcast platforms that are online. And I also invite you to follow us on our Facebook and Twitter accounts. So remember that we are in stanfordhispanicbroadcasting.org, and that I invite you to leave us a comment and to tell us what you think about this and all our shows. So stay with us to learn a little bit more about Startup Chile. For and today we are talking all the way across the continent with Chile, and our guest today is Rocío Fonseca, and she is representing Startup Chile. Chile has been developing lately as a big incubator of entrepreneurship and innovation, and welcome. How are you doing?
Hey, Isabel, thank you so much for inviting me. It's an honor to be here. Our advisory board is mainly from Stanford, so we are happy to be with you today and talk about the Startup Chile to the Stanford community.
Great. So, and I met you in the last GES summit that was here at Stanford. Tell us a little bit about that.
Startup Chile is a worldwide, like a very well-known acceleration program. We're the top one in Latin America. We're like within the top 10 globally. So we're very proud of being Latin American guys in a very well position in the global rankings. And the reason why I was there at the summit was because we all the time were connected globally, right? So the Global Entrepreneurship Congress was it is one of the main organizations that we have per year, so we have to be there. It's the event that is created per year to connect what accelerators are doing, what investors are doing, the new trends, everything. So to be there is a must for us. I was like invited to participate like in 3 or 4 different panels discussing different topics, like Latin American topics, global topics. So it is a must. You have to be in that summit.
So yeah. And what does Startup Chile do every year?
In terms of what?
What is the main mission and who is involved with your organization? Is a government-led organization? Is a non-profit? What is exactly Startup Chile?
Okay, so Startup Chile is an acceleration program. It's led by the Chilean government. We are a non-profit, but we don't ask for equity. We just give the grant. And the awesome thing about it is like our equity is the social impact activities. So if you are accepted at the Startup Chile, we give you the money, we give you the acceleration program, but we don't ask for equity, and our equity is the social impact activities. So everybody that is accepted in our program has to contribute to the Chilean society through the activities that are very, very correlated with create the entrepreneurial ecosystem here in Chile.
And then you have people that come from other parts of the world to be part
of it. That's the awesome thing about the Startup Chile. It's a global call. So every time that we have an application process open, now the application process is open, so every time that we have an application process, we receive more than 2,000 applications for more than 90 different countries. And the final batch is just like 80 or 90 teams from 30 to 40 countries. So it is a global accelerator. We are very well connected with the entire world. And one of the assets that we have is the global community. Once you are part of the community, you can connect with the entire world just being part of our network.
So people apply, you choose between 80 to 90 projects every year. And then they go there to your location in Chile, and they are part of this community, and you give them guidance and a grant?
Yeah, well, it is a little bit different. So Startup Chile is an accelerator program, right? So inside the umbrella Startup Chile, we have 3 different programs. Mm-hmm. According to the stage of your startup is the program that you have to apply. So the first one is when you have an idea, and you want to create your MVP, your minimum valuable product, and you're a female founder, we give you 10 million pesos, that is around $15,000, and 3 months acceleration program. We really want to empower women in technology and entrepreneurship. Here in Latin America, this is a very hard topic. So women we tend to be more traditional, so we really want to empower them in being like entrepreneurs in technology. So we created this program that is called the Startup Factory. 3 months acceleration program, $15,000, and is per batch we receive 25-30 teams. So that's the first one. The second one is the application process that we already have open now. Mm-hmm. Is when you already have your MVP and you want to scale and create a product with traction. We have the seed program is 6 months acceleration program, 30,000K, and again, is everything is worldwide. We do the application process. It's a global program. You can just came here, and the idea of this is start with your MVP and finish with your product with traction. We give you here $30,000, and the third one is the scale program. We give you 85K equity free, all the time is equity free, and 12 months acceleration program. The 12 months is just to connect you with investors, with the market, you have to be incorporated in Chile already and scaling in sales with your product, with everything. So according to the state of your startup, we have three different programs, and per year our entire portfolio is 250 startups. That it's huge. Each acceleration program has around 25 startups per year. We are 10 times bigger than that.
Great. And what percentage actually comes from Chile or Latin America? Because you're getting people even from India, from other places far away.
The portfolio is 77 countries. It's awesome. We have people from the entire world here. But, the Chilean rate is increasing every year. We don't have quotas. We just accept the best ones, and the Chilean guys are improving a lot, and we are very happy with those results. So today the Chilean rate is about 30-35% per generation. Mm-hmm. And Latin America, well, US is the second country that we have, and if you take all Latin America, I would say that is 25-30%. But we really want to create a mix. Like, we just want to diversify people, right? When you live in Silicon Valley, when you live in US in general, yes, you can see that people is mixing with each other, right? You see different cultures. Everything is different. Here in Latin America and in Chile, I really believe that we live in a monoculture. So how can you think different and create different things if everybody thinks the same, right? So that's the reason why we really, really want to mix everybody and putting together, thinking different and creating awesome products.
And that's the spirit of Silicon Valley, people from everywhere around the world.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Thank you for listening to Atenea Americana, your house of culture in the radio and online. In this bilingual show, I bring you every week 1 hour in English and 1 hour in Spanish, opening a window to the cultural Hispanic world. You can hear in the intro and at the final of the show, as well as right now, music from the legend of Latin jazz, Oscar Hernandez. This and all my shows are in StanfordHispanicBroadcasting.org, where I wait for your comments. I invite you to be part of this. And remember that today we're talking with Rocío Fonseca, Executive Director of Startup Chile.
Do you also have a main event every year other than accepting new applications every year for a new program?
We don't have one main event per year. We are really moving and create an ecosystem here in Chile. So per month we have one event. Mm-hmm. So we're a very awesome machine creating events to help create and connect the people. So what we are doing per month is to do tech evenings. So what are they? Is we connect the best of, I don't know, we choose 10 to 12 startups. We put them in a kind of pitch contest to give like 3 minutes pitch each. And the audience is around 100 and 150 people, just focus on investors and the market. So every month we have different topics. For example, this month was mining, March was fintech, and every month we have a different topic. So the audience is specific for that topic and the startups too. So it's an awesome opportunity to show the companies what are we doing with startups and to show and to expose the startups to the ecosystem. And we just not do that with the Startup Chile portfolio. We really try to capture the best of Chile. So we do a very nice job selecting startups, even if they are not from our portfolio. We really want to show to the ecosystem what's going on. As I told you, we are very traditional, so the companies are very traditional too, and when they think about the startups, they are thinking about what is that? It's like kids playing to be something. It's like it is very hard. It's still very hard trying to create the environment and and put the companies believing in what we are doing with the startup. So we're trying to break those barriers and showing them that we're creating awesome companies and awesome businesses.
Yeah, teaching or getting investors that are interested in innovation and risk and know the value of that. How is that? How difficult is to get that kind of investments from Latin America?
Well, when we were created in 2010, we were created with the focus on change the Chilean mentality in terms of being an entrepreneur. We changed it. Now we have a lot of tech entrepreneurs, so that's the reason why we created the startups. But one thing that was forgotten was to create the venture capital ecosystem, right? So we have a lot of investments, we have a lot of investors, but they just invest in general. Like most of them, they just invest in brick and mortar businesses. So the challenge for us is helping them to diversify their portfolio and take a higher risk and invest in startups, because I think in Latin America you have the same problem. So what's happening is that you are already having awesome Latin startups, but they cannot find like early stage investors, they cannot find angels, they cannot find venture capital, and that's the reason why they are moving abroad, or maybe they are dying because they don't have the money to continue. So we are really pushing like very hard in creating this ecosystem.
And how can you measure the growth of tech industry in Latin America? Do you have a thermometer? Do you have a way to know? Do you have numbers in general?
Yeah, we do have some numbers. So for example, just in terms of mindset, when you were asking university students about do you want to be an entrepreneur, it used to be the 5% that was like choosing that idea and say like, yes, I want to be an entrepreneur. And that was like 5 or 6 years ago. Today, you ask them and 50% of the students wants to be entrepreneurs. So we already changed that. So I think that's a very important thing. And the other thing is the amount of applications that we are having. We used to receive a lot of applications. When we received applications in Latin America, they were very focused like in local problems, right? Or local markets. When a Chilean was applying, they used to say like, the Chilean market is, and we were just trying to tell them like, guys, we really need to solve global problems, think global, like create global products, right? So what we're checking in the application process is like everything is changing, and almost everybody understood that you need to think global and solve global problems. That markets in Latin America are very small. Even if you take the main countries in Latin America, like without Brazil, is the size of US. So if the market are small, so if you want to scale your business global, you cannot just imagine doing your businesses in some countries in Latin America. So we're watching, we're observing this change in the mindset, this change in the culture.
Chile has proven very successful in changing the economy in the last decades, and you have a lot of industry that had just grow from that may not be historical, but like the fish and the wines and a lot of fruit exports. And you also had the influence of a lot of space companies that have been doing research in Itacama and other places. So you do have a lot of experience in growth and a lot of relation with tech. Has this been also a part of the influence that you had to decide to make Startup Chile?
If you ask me about our dream in the long term, we really want to help to diversify the economic matrix. Up to date, if you check the economic matrix factories is just based on natural resources, and that in the long term is not sustainable. So now we are living from minerals, agriculture, and now astronomy is just starting, but it's R&D, and it's a very long term, like that. So our dream in the long term is to help diversify this. The economic matrix, and of course to move on the ladder, we're in the base, right? So we live from natural resources, and after that you can move to services and the economy of knowledge. Mm-hmm. So we really want to contribute to move to the economy of knowledge.
Yeah, which is it's the present and the future.
Yes, it is.
It's not just the future, it is the present.
Yes, it is. Yes. But in the meantime, you have like a mix within this dream of move forward and live from services and from knowledge. But now you have to link the technology to the natural resources and the economic matrix, the current economic matrix. So what we're having now, it's a balanced portfolio between the future and the dreams and startups that are creating solutions according to the traditional companies' problems. So we are creating a very nice fit within companies' problems, startup solutions, and creating and thinking about the future.
Great. I hope the best for you guys, and we'll
thank you so much again for having us.
Startup Chile, and you're normally coming to Stanford. You say that most of your advisors are from here.
Well, we have our advisory board is there, mm-hmm. So we have our meetings twice a year. So I have to go to Stanford twice a year. Mm-hmm. I already went the first semester, and now I have to go to the second one. So I think I will go there in October already. So happy to talk with you again and some kind of update if you want.
Perfect. Well, thank you for being part of Atenea Americana.
No, come on, Isabel. Thank you so much for inviting us.
Sure.
And this was Atenea Americana.
Atenea Americana.
Stanford 90.1 FM.
Radio Atenea Americana.
A window to the Latin universe.
This is
Radio
Atenea Americana.
Bilingual house of culture on the air and online.
Su casa de la cultura en la radio y online.
Para la radio 90.1 KCSU Stanford.
I am Isabel Jubes.
Isabel Jubes. Vuelve pronto.
Atenea Americana.
From Stanford to the world.
Remember to come back soon.
Ciao.
See you later.